Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Sergio, Father Dan, Father David, and what's your name? Ignacio? He's visiting us, so you got to bear with me. Father Ignacio is from Mexicali, right? Just across the border from California. Welcome. Nice to have you here. Brother deacons, sister consecrated religious, and holy people of God. What a wonderful sight to see so many of you here, because this is what we celebrate year after year, the Passover of the Lord. Now, what does that mean? Did you hear the first reading from the book of Exodus? In the book of Exodus, we remember that the Jewish people were enslaved to the Egyptians, to Pharaoh, for 400 years. And they were in terrible straits, really the level of a slave for Pharaoh, building his buildings and the pyramids and his shrines for 400 years. Finally, God heard the plea of the Jewish people and raised up for them Moses, who went to Pharaoh and asked for the release of the Jewish people. We know, those of you who have seen the movie, we know that God sent 10 plagues against Pharaoh, those that know the book of Exodus, and the 10th plague was the plague of death. But Pharaoh remained stubborn. He would not let the Jewish people go. Finally, the plague of death came and killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. Now, to protect the Jewish people from the plague of death, God told Moses to have the Jewish people procure a lamb, a spotless one-year-old lamb. And with that lamb, they were supposed to eat the flesh. And with the blood, they were to sprinkle the doorposts of each one of the Jewish homes. The angel of death coming at night, seeing the blood of the lamb on the doorposts, would pass over the Jewish homes and would not kill the firstborn sons. Well, this is the way it happened. That is why the Jewish people would celebrate Passover year after year, commemorating this wonderful liberation of God to the Jewish people, liberating them from death. And so Jesus, when he was celebrating the Last Supper, celebrated it during the feast of Passover. So Jesus himself becomes the Paschal Lamb. No longer the lamb that were used in the Passover of Moses, but now he himself becomes the Passover Lamb, who gives himself as the sacrifice for us, his people. All of us who eat his flesh, all of us who are sealed with his blood, drinking his blood, all of us are now freed from not the angel of death, but from eternal death. And we are freed not from the slavery to Pharaoh, but from the slavery to sin and Satan. all through the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. And that is why this evening we continue to commemorate Passover, as we do at each and every Mass, because at each and every Mass we celebrate what the Lord did at the Last Supper, taking bread, blessing it, breaking it, distributing it, and promising, "This is my body, and it's given for you." And then he takes the cup of wine, he blesses it, and he passes it, and he promises, "This is the cup of my blood. Whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup will live in me and I in them, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." So my brothers and sisters, we commemorate over 3,000 years of history each and every time we come to Holy Mass, celebrating once again the Passover of the Lord, celebrating once over the sacrificial Lamb of God who gave his life so that you and I could have life and have it to the full in him. That is why before we receive Holy Communion at every single Mass, the priest takes the Eucharist, takes the host, and when we say, "Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world," the priest breaks the host, commemorating the sacrifice of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. His body, his blood, poured out for us, for the salvation of the world. Now, because Jesus Christ performed this ritual meal at the Last Supper, then it's also the commemoration of the priesthood, because Jesus Christ wanted this sacrifice to be commemorated throughout the generations. And in order to do that, he appointed his apostles, breathing upon them the Holy Spirit and confirming them as the perpetuary of this sacrifice of the Eucharist. And so today we celebrate so many beautiful gifts that we have received from God through Jesus Christ in the Holy Catholic Church. The beautiful gift of the Eucharist, the beautiful gift of the priesthood, and the beautiful gift of our Catholic Christian faith. It's only the beginning. It helps us to enter into the rest of the Easter Triduum, which will be this evening. We will have time for adoration of the Eucharist, to really try to thank God for this beautiful gift that we have in the Eucharist. Jesus himself, his body, his blood, given for each and every one of us. Tomorrow, we will celebrate the Passion of the Lord, commemorating his great sacrifice, and then, of course, Easter Vigil. On Saturday, we will have the beautiful reception of all of those who have been preparing to enter into the fullness of our Catholic faith through the sacraments of initiation, baptism, confirmation, and Holy Eucharist. So my brothers and sisters, I encourage all of you to do what you can to come to these beautiful liturgical services, to enter fully into this experience of our Catholic faith, and to come to deepen our own faith, our own awareness of the beauty of the gifts, of the depth that we have in our Catholic faith. So God bless you all, and let us pray one for the other during this beautiful Easter Triduum.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.